Okay, Chevra, what I want to discuss with you tonight is a topic that we all know something about, but hopefully we'll add a dimension to it, and that is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush on Shabbos. It's a very interesting mitzvah, it's a very important mitzvah, and in this week's parasha we have Zochres Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, that the Rabbon Shalom tells us that we should remember Shabbos, we should mention Shabbos. The word Zochar has a connotation of mentioning, not only remembering, like Zochiras Amalek, right? We have to have a kriya. Right, so there's a din of mentioning it. So you mention Shabbos, you remember Shabbos 6 days a week, 6 days during the week you work. Yom HaShvi'i is Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't do any malacha. This is all what it says in the Torah. We're well aware of this. Now the question though is, what exactly is the mitzvah Zochres Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh? Right, the Gemara in Shavuah says that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. To mention Shabbos, the Gemara in Brachos says that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, Kiddush is d'oraisa, but what exactly does that mean? So I want to first go through the Ramban here, Al HaTorah. The Ramban has a comment, and then we'll see that the Ramban's understanding of what Kiddush is going to be diametrically opposed to the Rambam's understanding of what Kiddush is, and there are going to be some nafgaminas between them, and That's fine. So Zuck the Ramban, that Lekadsho means Shiyahe Zichroneinu Bo Lios Kadosh Be'inenu. Right? That Zuckers Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho means that we should remember Shabbos in the sense that Shabbos should be a special day. Kedusha always means a sense of being special, and he quotes the Pesukim in Yeshaya. V'hatam shetehe shvisa beinenu b'avur shehu yom kadosh lihifanos bo me'iske hamachshavos v'hevle hazmanim. Zok the Ramban, very interestingly, that Kedusha of Shabbos means, Zohar Lekadsho, means that we should rest not just because we need a day off. The shvisa should be beinenu because it's a yom kadosh. And because it's Shavisa of Kedusha, I think, if I'm reading the Ramban correctly, it's not enough just not to do Malacha, but the Shavisa has to be a sense of mental Shavisa also. Right? We shouldn't be thinking about all of the Hevle Hazmanim. And therefore, because we're not thinking about the routines of life, right? Because we are focused on the Kedusha of Shabbos rather than the routines that we usually focus on, so therefore we give ourselves pleasure when we talk to the Chachamim and to Nevi'im. Unfortunately we can't do that anymore, and etc. So that's the first point of the Ramban. He quotes the Pesukim in Melachim Beis, Madua at holechas alai hayom lo chodesh velo Shabbos. Right? In other words, on chodesh and on Shabbos they would go to the Chachamim, right? Or they go to the Nevi'im. And apparently that gives a sense of inspiration because we're not thinking about our routine. So that's why the rabbi has to give a speech on Shabbos. And that's why you have to connect to Inyanim of Kedusha. So Kedusha for the Ramban, I think, means that it's not just plain relaxation, it's Kedusha for the sake, it's relaxation for the sake of attaining higher Kedusha. That's his first point. And for this reason, he says, Shabbos ishkula k'nege komitza shebetorah, just like Avodah Zarah, nipnei shabba na'id al kol ikari ha'amuna b'chidush b'hashkacha b'nevuah. Through Shabbos, through resting, and through attaining these higher levels of Kedusha, Torah study and the like, so therefore, we are testifying about the ikarim of chidush, hashkacha, and nevuah. Right, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention, right? Unlike the medieval philosophers who coined the expression that God is like a watchmaker who sets a watch and the watch continues to run on its own, we believe in the sense of Hashgacha. The Ribono Shel Olam is constantly involved. And the Ikar of Nevuah is also stressed through Shabbos. And therefore the Ramban says that we don't count days the way the Goyim count days. The Goyim have a different name for each day based on Shemos Mesharsim, he says, which means the different planets, right? Or that each day is named after. Sunday is for the sun, Monday is the moon, right, etc. Right? We don't have that like the Notzrim have. Rather, we count all of our days L'Shem Shabbos, and for the Ramban, that's the mitzvah of L'Zachro Tamid B'chol Yom. Right? Now, this is an amazing thing. The Torah says Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Akadsho. When do I fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar? Zach the Ramban. Right, the mitzvah of Zachar I fulfill Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. When I say Hayom Yom, Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, etc., that's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Zachar. No? Am I reading the Ramban correctly? Zachar in the Torah means Zepshuto Shamikra. V'chein Pirish Reb Avram. That's what Ibn Ezra says. Zachar means a mitzvah that I have today. Right? Today I have a mitzvah saying it's Yom Shishi B'Shabbos. Right? That's the mitzvah of Zachar. It's not a mitzvah on Shabbos. And this is what Shammai HaZakin meant in Beit Zadav Tes Zayin, that Shammai HaZakin, whenever he would find a geshmak, a piece of meat, he would say, this is for Shabbos. He'd find a more geshmak piece than the original good piece of meat that he had. He would put away number one and save number two for Shabbos. And Hillel, Mida Acheres Chaysabo Abar Hashem Yom Yom, Zok the Ramban, what that means is that Hillel also felt that all my machshava should be focused on Shabbos, but Hillel felt that there's another Mida which is better than that Mida of Zachar Yom HaShabbos, which is, as the Ramban points out, the Mida Bitachon B'Hashem. Delaying and saying, oh, I'm confident the Ribono Shel Olam will provide for me, and I'll get a good piece of meat with Tzarech Shabbos, and not saving the piece of meat on Sunday, right? Bitachon, Zach the Ramban, is a more important midah than the midah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos, no? Hillel Atma Moda B'Midrasho Shel Shammai, the Ramban says. Hillel agrees with Shammai, but Hillel had a different midah B'Machalim, and Nesha Komais of Hayul Hashem Shammaim, Vaya Bolteach B'Hashem, she asked him the Shabbos, Mon Yofem, and Kala Yomim. He always had Bitachon. So now, what the Ramban is saying, I think, is that Shammai is accepted B'Halacha, that every day during the week I'm supposed to have a mitzvah Zachar Yom HaShabbos. Zikaron of Shabbos means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or I should say Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, right? That is every day of a mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos. Even Hillel, who disagrees, fundamentally notes that the mitzvah of Zachar is every day of the week. But Hillel thought there's another midah called Bitachon B'Hashem, which trumps that midah. Now,
so how is Hillel
Mekayim Zachar? So he's Mekayim Zachar by saying Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. That every day I'm focused toward Shabbos, but in terms of practically buying a piece of meat, well, only buy my piece of meat, I'll have bitachon that I can go shopping Thursday night.
What about on Shabbos
itself? So for the Ramban, the mitzvah of Zachar as Yom HaShabbos is before Shabbos,
only before Shabbos,
apparently, and the mitzvah is not on Shabbos.
Wow.
Is that interesting?
Very.
I think I'm learning correct pshat in the Ramban. I noticed just before I looked up the Gemara, the Maharsha there in Beit Tes Zayin is mechaven to the Ramban, that Hillel agrees with Shammai, but the mitzvah bitachon trumps this idea of Zachar. So now, what does lekadshay? So what does kiddush mean? We haven't yet spoken about kiddush for the Ramban. Zachar means zun, right? That every day. It's interesting in Yiddish, the names of the days of the week were always not the Erste Tag, the Zweite Tag, no? Days of the week were Zuntig, Muntig, Dienstig in Yiddish. You would have thought that Yiddish would be Mekayim this Ramban. I don't know. It's interesting. It is interesting. Right? Aval. Zek the Ramban, third paragraph. Le Rabbosinu Ud Midrash Mimilas Lekadsho shenikadshehu bezikaron ke'inyan v'kidash l'mishnas hachamishim shutan kiddush bezim lomar b'yova mekudash mekudash avkan tziva shenizkar siyam ha-shabbos b'kadshenu osel. Zak the Ramban, there's another drash on the pasuk which comes from the word likadsho, which is called make kiddush, right? Meaning, it's likadsho, but it goes back shenikadshehu bezikaron. Right? It's likadshoi through mentioning it. We make the day holy by mentioning that it's Shabbos, similar to v'kidashta mishnas hachamishim shana. Bezin has a mitzvah to be mekadesh yovel. How are you mekadesh yovel? You declare, this is a yovel year. Avkan tziva shenizkar siyam ha-shabbos mekadshino, so we mention Shabbos when we make it sanctified. And this is what the Mechilta says, Kadshehu v'bracha, Mikan Amru, that we are Mekachin al-Hayayin b'knisas, etc. Right? And then the Ramban adds, right, that Kiddush on wine is Durabonin, but to say that it's Shabbos, right, what he calls B'kadshenu Oso, to mention Shabbos, Adin D'Oraisa, that's not an Asmachta. And this has to be done at the beginning of Shabbos, Friday night, because anything that requires Kiddush, we designate right at the beginning of the time, like Kiddush HaChodesh and Kiddush HaYovel. Kiddush during the day, says the Ramban, is only an Asmachta. Now, if I'm reading the Ramban correctly, and Reb Asher Weiss has this in the Minchas Asher, and we'll point out in a few minutes a little more, but what Reb Asher Weiss is saying is that if you read the Ramban, there's really two mitzvahs in the same pasuk. There's a mitzvah called Zachar, which means every day of the week, I say Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, etc., leading towards Shabbos. I should be focused on Shabbos all week. And then there's a mitzvah on Shabbos called the mitzvah of Lekadsho. Zachar is Yom Rishon, Yom Shlishi. Lekadsho is a mitzvah to sanctify the day when Shabbos begins, just like I sanctify the Yovel year, just like I Besen sanctifies the new month. There's a mitzvah of making Shabbos holy. That's what the Ramban is saying. That's the Omek Hapshat of the Ramban. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Now, one could ask Akasha, how on earth can I be Mekadesh Shabbos? I'm sanctifying Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is Kedusha V'kayma. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam makes Shabbos holy. How do I declare it? So, Rav Schechter has in his Sefer Ginas Egos, and Rav Asher Weiss alludes to this also, that we have processes like this in Halacha. There's a mitzvah, the Gemara in the Darm Yud Gimel says that there's a mitzvah, L'kadesh es HaBachar. Right? A Bachar Petar Rechem by Behema has Kedusha. But there's a mitzvah of Takdish, Hashem Elokecha. Takdish means that even though there's already Kedusha, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to go and to do it on our own, no? And to add Kiddush Peh to the day. So that is what's going on with the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. The day is already sanctified. If I don't make Kiddush on Shabbos, the day has Kedusha. Right? If you don't make Kiddush, it's holy anyway. But what Kiddush accomplishes is that now you're doing it. You are partnering with the Almighty. You are making the day holy. That is the Ramban.
Is Kiddush Levana a good example?
Huh? Kiddush Levana
a good example?
Or? Kiddush Levana is a slightly different thing. Kiddush Levana is like a mitzvah sri'iyah. Haroa Levana b'chidusha. I see a new moon, so just like if I see big mountains, or I see a great sea, I see a mitzvah, I say a bracha, so also Kiddush Levana is more akin to that.
Okay.
But the Kiddush HaChodesh at the time of Bezdin, when they said that now it's a month of Shvat,
right,
now it's a month of Adar, they at the beginning of the month, they say, this is the new month.
So they have the power.
They have the power.
So using the words to be Mekadesh.
Using the words to be Mekadesh a day is akin, again, I'm just reading a Ramban. Ramban is saying it's very similar to what Bezdin does. Now, is this the way you think about Kiddush usually? That you are sanctifying the day? L'chayr in that, but as I state in Ramban. Right? The Ramban is saying that Zachar means all week. But on Shabbos, I have a different mitzvah called Lekadsho. to declare the Kedusha of the day. Even though it happens already, I declare it. I think this is what the Ramban means. Im keno hadavarim, it would seem, by the way, that l'cha'ora, just like one half a Kiddush, which I didn't see anyone who says, according to Ramban, you should have to make Kiddush the first possible moment when you can on Shabbos. You shouldn't dilly-dally. By some Hasidim, there's a practice that they don't say Kiddush between 6 and 7 or something. Right? That they always... Right? According to Ramban, if I'm correct, I am adding my Kedusha to the day. The day sort of gets a higher level of Kedusha because I am partnering with Ribbono Shel Olam and saying it's Kadosh, so I should do it the first possible moment of the day. And if I come home, I shouldn't first read the newspaper before I make Kiddush. I should try to make Kiddush as quickly as possible, according to Ramban. Again, that's just in my mind. I don't know if I'm correct, but...
What do you mean between 6 and 7?
What?
What do you mean between 6 and 7?
I think there's some... It depends. The Magen Avraham actually alludes to this at the beginning of Reish Ayin Aleph, that there's some... It depends which mazel is up there in the sky, and I don't know. I have no idea what's going on there.
6 and 7 p.m.?
P.m., yeah. By Chassi, you don't have this tradition. In Morocco, they don't have this tradition.
I don't understand even what 6 and 7 has to do with anything.
What?
What does 6 and 7 have to do with anything?
I have no idea. I'm too young to understand this.
I
don't get it. Okay.
Is Tosefa Shabbos? Like, is this...
I was thinking of giving a shiur about Tosefa Shabbos. How Tosefa Shabbos plays into this depends on whether Tosefa makes it Saturday or whether it just adds... Kiddusha on its own.
But you're saying Kiddush at that period.
If I say Kiddush during Tosefa Shas, it's 2 days in the Mordechai with Amilti Kiddush Minat Torah during that time. But that, I would get dizzy if I try to cheshbon that out. I think it is connected, but I'm not sure. So far.
That we say on Friday, is that called the beginning of Kiddush in the
Shabbos? So. We'll talk about this in a few minutes. The Magen Avraham writes that your Yotze Kiddush Min HaTorah during Tefillah. The Mishnah Brura and the Minchas Chinuch both ask, how are you Yotze Kiddush Min HaTorah during Tefillah? The Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin says that, here, actually I give you the Minchas Chinuch, the last sheet. Minchas Chinuch says, before B'Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin, Amar Blaz Ben Yaakov, Tzofa Haske Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Kiddush Hayom. It says, L'man Tizkor, etc. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Minchas Chinuch and the Mishnah Brura all both ask on the Magen Avraham, how you'll say Kiddush during davening Friday night when you don't say Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Maybe we'll come back to this. But yes, you are Yotze Min HaTorah in Tefillah. One of the big rise of this Yisod is Yom HaKippurim. Achara have a mitzvah of Kiddush and Yom HaKippurim also. I don't make Kiddush at home. No? I've never done that. I've never made Kiddush on Yom Kippur. Actually, my wife, when we had our son Yosef Dov, was born on Shabbos Yom Kippur. So she's very frum. So she asked me whether she make Kiddush before she eat. We pask in that. It's another shear to give, but yeah. Okay. Lachor, you yield to Kiddush in davening, no?
So the Kiddush that we make,
that's only going to be Drabbanan, that's a Pashtus, unless you want to say like a fancy Shtekel Torah that people have in mind not to be Yiltze during davening in order to be Yiltze Al Hayayin with the Hiddur. That might be totally in the discussion of Reb Chaim and Achim about whether you can be Yiltze Hiddur Mitzvah after your Mekayim, the Iker Mitzvah, where the Hiddur Mitzvah has to be connected to the Iker Mitzvah. No? That's already razzle dazzle Torah, not for tonight.
Okay.
Now, so far, what we're saying is, according to the Ramban, there are two mitzvahs in the Pasuk, a mitzvah Zachar, which is every day of the week, and a mitzvah Lakadsho, which means I am adding Kedusha to Shabbos. The Rambam, I think, has a different take. Zach the Rambam. Mitzvah, again, this is all in Reb Asher Weiss also. Mitzvah Esay min HaTorah Lakadosh Es Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim, Shenemar, Zochos Yom HaShabbos Akadosh. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to sanctify Shabbos with words. Zochos Yom HaShabbos. Kolomar. Zochrehu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. V'tzarech lezachrehu b'chnisa so b'yitziya so, b'chnisa so b'kiddush hayoyim u'b'yitziya so b'havdola. Zok the Rambam, that there is a mitzvah of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos, and that mitzvah, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, applies both to Kiddush and to Havdalah. Now, says Rav Asher Weiss, our karchacha, the Rambam is disagreeing with the Ramban. See, according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of Kiddush means I am adding Kedusha to this day. When I make Havdalah, I am not adding Kedusha. I'm taking away. I'm not adding. No? So, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho for the Rambam, for Maimonides, does not mean that I am infusing the day with a hot, with a heightened Kedusha. Rather, it means that I am marking the day as being special. Zachar means, right, probably, that I am earmarking that this day is different than other days. And I do that, b'chnisaso u'b'yitziyaso, right? Shabbos is different than Friday, it's different than Sunday. So Kiddush and Havdalah are both da'iraisa, because the mitzvah of Kiddush, of Zachar, is a mitzvah to mark the day as being different from other days. It's not a mitzvah to infuse the day with Kedusha. So far so good? Now, I think this is Mavur in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, so Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, which I didn't put on the sheet, but let me just read you the Lashon of the Rambam. Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, Shetzivanu L'Kadesh Es HaShabbos, V'leimar Devarim, or V'lomar Devarim B'chnisaso B'tziyaso, Nizkar Bam Goda Hayom U'ma'aloso, V'hi Badlo Misha'ar Hayomim HaKodmim Mimenu V'abam Acharov. I have a mitzvah to mention the difference, he bud lo, the difference of this day from koidmin mimenu by macharov. That's the mitzvah Zachar. Now, I could argue that the Ramban is more focused on the mitzvah of lekadsho, of the that word of infusing it with kedusha, and the Rambam is more focused on the word Zachar, which means for the Rambam, note how different this day is. In Kenim HaDevarim, we can understand a famous Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. The Rambam tells me, Mitzvah Esei Shal Torah L'Saper Nisim V'Niflo Shana Savasim B'Mitzrayim Leo Chamish Asa B'Nisim Shenemar Zachas Yama Zah She'etzasim B'Mitzrayim. We have a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to mention, to discuss, to talk about the miracles that happened when we were in Mitzrayim the 15th at night. No? Zachar Yama She'etzasim Mitzrayim Kimo Shenemar Zachas Yama Shabbos. Reb Chaim said, and the Rav used to say this over all the time, that the Rambam is making a dimyon between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zachar's Yom HaShabbos, because they both have the word Zachar. What's that dimyon mean? It means that Seder night, I'm supposed to focus on how different this night is than all other nights. We call that Manishtana. The Raya to do that is Zachar's Hayom HaZeh and Zachar's Yom HaShabbos. Zechira means to recognize that it's different. That's why for the Rambam, Kiddush and Havdalah both do Iraisa, and that's why Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is also a mitzvah Zachar, because what I do is I just focus on, oh, this is a different type of day. Right? Isn't that what the Rambam... For the Ramban, I can't compare the mitzvah of Kiddush, of Zachar, to the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Kiddush means infusing the day with Kedusha. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is I talk about what happened. Right? Lo karav zel zeh. There's no connection. But for the Rambam, that the mitzvah is to focus on how different the day is, that's exactly why there's a dimyon between Shabbos, between Kiddush / Havdalah on Shabbos, Zachar Siyama Shabbos, and Zachar Siyama Zeh, Asher Yitzasim in Mitzrayim.
Why are you using the differentiation? Because in Kiddush, it's just like bracketing. It's like, this is the day. We're showing you this is the day.
Right.
It's nothing to do with why. We're telling you why this day is.
That's why I read the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, who explains that Zachar, Yom HaShabbos, speaks about that Nizkar Bum Goda Hayom Ma'aloso V'hi Badlo Misha'ar Yomim. That we speak about how different Shabbos is than all other days. Right? Kiddush is that Shabbos is different than Friday. Havdalah is that Shabbos is different than Sunday. Right? That, I think, is a critical point. Now, for the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kiddush, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, means that this day is different than all other days. The Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. No? Look at the Rambam, Perichov Tes Halacha Yud Ches. Kishem shemekadshin leilei Shabbos umavdilin moitzai Shabbos, kach mekadshin leilei Yontiv umavdilin b'motzaihen u'b'motzai Yom HaKippurin shekulon Shabbatot Hashem Hashem hein. So like the Rambam, all these days are called Shabbos Hashem, and there's a mitzvah, apparently a mitzvah d'oraisa, to do Kiddush and Havdalah on Shabbos and on Yontiv. Right?
Same thing.
Kishem always means it's the same thing. Just like there's a mitzvah of Kiddush, the Oraisa on Shabbos, and mitzvah Havdalah, the Oraisa on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah on Yom Tov. What that means is that these are days that are called Shabbos Hashem, these are special days, and we have an obligation to mark the specialness of the day, B'chnisa, so B'yitzi
Yasa. Don't we only say that for Yom Kippur, Yom Shabbos?
What?
So
the Rambam over here is saying that all Yomim Tovim are called Shabbos Hashem.
So you really shouldn't be carrying on Yom Tov.
Well, this was the first sermon I gave in the shul, like 8 years ago. I said over at Meshech Chachma that carrying on Yom Tov is basically because Shabbos is a day that we're supposed to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yom Tov is a day that we connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam by connecting through other people. The Meshech Chachma explains that's why there's a heter of carrying on Yom Tov, because when I bring my food to others, I connect. That my first sermon in the shul, I said that's why it's so important to have an Eruv, because every Eruv creates Yom Tov out of Shabbos space, because now you can carry. Right, embroiderers would not give this speech, but lucky you though. Fine. So the Rambam holds that Kiddush and Havdalah on Shabbos and on Yom Tov is Doraisa. The Magid Mishnah disagrees with the Rambam, and the Magid Mishnah writes that Kiddush on Yom Tov is not Doraisa. And I didn't point this out, but the Magid Mishnah in Perek Chof Tes, the Magid Mishnah quotes that Yesh Omrim, that Havdalah on Shabbos is not the Oraisa. So, ready? Rambam says all four are the Oraisa. Kiddush, Havdalah, Shabbos, Yontiv, everything the Oraisa. Magid Mishnah sounds like Kiddush is the Oraisa on Shabbos. On Yontiv, Kiddush is not the Oraisa. Havdalah, never the Oraisa. Or if it's d'oraisa, right? The Magid Mishnah quotes opinions that Havdalah is not d'oraisa. I'll say it like that. What does this mean? Zot Rav Shechter, in his Sefer Ginas Egos, book number 3, Simin Dalet, I'm on the wrong page, Zot Rav Shechter, that he thinks, hein hadavarim. He doesn't say what we pointed out from the Ramban, that the mitzvah is a lakad show, but it fits in beautifully for this Magid Mishnah, no? If Kiddush means to add Kiddusha to the day, so I could say, okay, Kiddush is d'oraisa, not Havdalah. But I could also say that Kiddush and Yom Tov is not d'oraisa. Because in Yom Tov, I don't have to add any Kiddusha. I have to add Kiddusha because the Ribbono Shel Olam makes Shabbos holy, and the Ribbono Shel Olam wants human input. But Yom Tov has Kiddusha because there's human input already. Right? The Kiddusha of Yom Tov always comes because there's a Bezdin who declares, right, that the month is holy, consequently, that the Yom Tov is going to be holy. Rav Soloveitchik noted in one of his shiurim, Rav Shechter points out in the Shtickel Torah, this is like a tremendous chiddush, that the Rav once mentioned in Mova Shir that according to Shita Mekubetzis and Bavasa Kufchav Aleph, when we say that Bezdin is Mekadosh Yom Tov, that means that Bezdin says Pesach Hayom. Bezdin says Sukkot Hayom. Right? The Rav pointed out that there's a Shita Mekubetzis that's like tucked in the middle of the way Kufchav Aleph and Baba Basra, a Bekiyas. Right? But what we're saying is that if the mitzvah of Kiddush is to infuse the day with Kedusha, So one can maintain that Kiddush on Yontiv is that Kiddush on Yontiv is not Doraisa. But if the mitzvah of Kiddush is to mark the day as being different, so it's Doraisa going in and coming out. No? So the ramp, right? So far so good? Oh. The Rebbe Kiva Eger has a chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos. You know, there's a whole question about, I come home from shul Friday night, and even though I should point out that many Rishonim, the Ra'ah and the Ravya, assume that even according to those that Tefilas Arvis is Rishus, that's only Tefilas Arvis, it's Machlok Slingbar with Tefilas Arvis Rishus, Tefilas Arvis Kova. But even if you have Tefilas Arvis Rishus, the Ra'ah and the Ravya say that Tefilas Arvis, Leil Shabbos and Leil Yontiv is a Kova, and therefore the Ra'ah comments that Noshim should daven Friday night. Does anyone do this? Anyone have a point? Like, I think the minhag of women, certainly in the more yeshivish world, is that they don't daven Ma'ariv ever, no?
Because of what?
Because they assume that Tefilas Arvis is Rishos, and the women never, although men accepted it on themselves as a chova, but women never accepted it as chova. The Ra'ah and the Ravya say that they think that Tefilas Arvis Friday night is chova also. And as a result, women should daven Myra Friday nights. Okay. But standard practice that they don't. And this leads to the whole discussion in the Achrayinim. I come home from Shul, and I already was Yotze Kiddush Min HaTorah because I daven Myriv. My wife didn't daven Myriv. Right? So maybe it's better for my wife to make Kiddush rather than me, because the Gemara Shavuah says that Noshim HaChayavos and Kiddush Dvar Torah. Right, that would be very unconventional, right? To have your wife be motzi in kiddush, but one could argue that I'll be halacha. That's a better, it's a better arrangement. And
you're saying Marv and Shabbos you're not supposed to have in mind.
So if you follow those opinions that you have in mind not to be yotze kiddush when you daven Marv, okay. But if you didn't remember that. So then, how can I be motzi my wife? And this leads to the whole discussion, Achronim, that maybe even though I can ordinarily be motzi you with a mitzvah when I was yotze, based on Koysar Raven Zebazeh, but maybe Noshim and not Bechlal Arvos. And Rebbe Kivega and the Dago Mervava, Rebbe Kivega and Chuvasim and Zion, I think, fights with the Dago Mervava about what that means, that Noshim and not Bechlal Arvos. It's a whole literature. So Rebbe Kivega, though, has a little line tucked away here. Rebbe Kiva Eger commenting on this Magen Avraham that you yotze kiddush in tefillah. The last line of this Rebbe Kiva Eger, lecha'ora lav dafka tefillah, ela dekol shemazkir Shabbos ve'omer Shabbos tova gam kein yotze. That you yotze kiddush min ha'Torah if you say good Shabbos. So the practice is that if your wife says good Shabbos to you, so she was yotze kiddush min ha'Torah, then you can be motzi here with kiddush because you're both on the same level. Based on this Rebbe Kiva Eger.
That's what Rebbe
Kiva
says.
What?
That's what Rebbe Kiva Eger says.
Yeah, right here. You can read it. Right there. I mean, he doesn't actually, in this shtickle, he doesn't make the connection to our discussion about how can I be motzi my wife, but the point is still the same. Oh. The Bir Halacha in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph quotes this Rebbe Kiva Eger. Be'aloch asks, one second, how are you yotze kiddush by just saying good Shabbos? Frekt the bir halacha re'isi b'chidushi Rebbe Kiva Eger de'ula yotze ha'mitzvah esei b'miras Shabbos tova bilvad, that maybe yotze the mitzvah of you just saying good Shabbos ula pele de'harei ha'rambam kosav de'be'inan z'chiras Shabbos b'kiddush. Right, the lashon ha'rambam. Right, in Kof Tes Aleph, that you need Zechiras Shabbach v'Kiddush, or Zechiras Shabbos v'Kiddush, apparently different yourselves. That you have to mention what's special about Shabbos. If you have to mention what's special about Shabbos, just saying good Shabbos, right, you're not Yotze. So some people try to kvetch. I'm just in Karela, it's quoted in the new Dir Shu Mishnah Brurah, they kvetch this, he says, no, maybe by saying good Shabbos, I'm Yotze, because I don't say good Tuesday. So only it's a special thing about Shabbos. It's a kvetch, no? That's not... The Bir Halacha's question is a very serious question. L'maisa, how are you yotzim? You say good Shabbos. Comes along with Rebbe Asher Weiss And he says, one second, you're comparing apples to cantaloupes. You can't do that. Because Rebbe Akiva Eiger is saying that your Yotzei Kiddush when you say Good Shabbos. Frecht the Bir Halacha from the Rambam. I could tell you, Zachter Basher Weiss, that Rebbe Akiva Eiger is working in the Ramban sort of world. According to the Ramban, the Yisod of Shabbos is that I have a responsibility to infuse the day with Kedusha, to add something. Maybe by saying Good Shabbos, I'm adding the Kedusha to the day. I'm now saying it's a special day. That's what the Rebbe Shalom wants. He wants me to acknowledge the day. But I don't have to acknowledge the day as being different than any day before it and afterwards. I just have to acknowledge the day and give it Kedusha. According to the Rambam, right, I need Zechira Shevach for Kiddush. According to Rambam, I have to mention that the day is different than other days. So one could argue that maybe Good Shabbos is not Yotzei Kiddush according to the Rambam, but it is Yotzei according to the Ramban. That is the Shtickl Torah that Reb Asher Weiss has. Not bad. Not bad. This issue, Zot Reb Asher Weiss, this issue seems to be a machlekes between the Shoel and the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Rashba and the Tshuvas HaRashba. The question whether you Yotzei Kiddush by just saying Good Shabbos, so Reb Asher Weiss dug up a Tshuvas HaRashba. Look at this, Beferish. Oyd Sha'alta, Kiddush Hayom, is it Oraisa, is it Rabbonon? Here's a contradiction, Gemara's. V'chazinon, Dimid Oraisa, L'kadsho, V'loma, Shabbos Hayom, Ke'en Kiddush Hayovel. Zucked the Rashba, or the Shoyal in the Rashba, whose name is Remordechai Ha'ezovi over here. The questioner in the Tshuvas HaRashba says that the din d'oraisa of Kiddush is that you should make it Kadosh and you should say today is Shabbos, just like Kiddush HaYovel. Now, that dimyan between Kiddush HaYovel and Kiddush on Shabbos is Ramban. It's often in the Ramban. But he also adds the Nakuda that just by saying today is Shabbos, I'm Yotzei. That's Rebbe Akiva Eiger already. So Reb Asher Weiss is saying is really mavuar in the Shoel in the Tshuvas HaRashba. That just by saying Good Shabbos or Shabbos Hayom, I'm Yotzei min HaTorah, because it's like Kiddush Yovel. So far, so good. However, the Rashba himself, in his response, right, the Rashba does not say that just saying today is Shabbos, your Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Rashba writes that Kiddush on Shabbos has to be, it's like four lines in the bottom of this first page, or second page, whatever we're up to in the source sheet, V'chein Kiddush Hayom means Lizkar so b'chnisaso ken shivach v'kelos. You have to praise the day. You have to say that it's special. No? That's already Rambam Shprach. So the back and forth between the Rashba and the Shoel might be precisely this Nakuda that we're suggesting. So far, so good. Then Rav Schechter just adds one kicker. Right, we're going back and forth. Basically, both Rav Schechter and Rav Asher Weiss are speaking along these terms. Rav Schechter never quotes this Ramban, and Rav Asher Weiss doesn't quote these Magen Mishnas that Rav Schechter is quoting, but they're all saying the same type of idea, that there's a question. Is Kiddush to declare that the day is different than other days? Or is Kiddush to infuse the day with Kedusha? Comes along Rav Schechter. This is the punchline. Rav Schechter says, maybe, Bazev, we can answer a taina of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. Right? So we already mentioned the beginning of the Minchas Chinuch, his question about how can the Magen Avraham say Yotzei Kiddush through davening. You don't have Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in davening, and the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin says you need Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Fine. Then the Minchas Chinuch adds, and I underline this part, L'cha'ora, Kevin the Yalfin Migzer Shavu the Tzarech Hazkar Yetzias Mitzrayim, Im King Lahasovim the Gam Havdalah de Oraisa, because Havdalah is part of Zechira, how come Loma Lo Tiknu Lahazkar Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Minchas Chinuch asks a question, right? If you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, because Kiddush is Doraisa, so Avdolah also you should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to those, Avdolah is Doraisa. And how come we never saw that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Havdalah? That's the Minchas Chinuch's question. Ready? So Rav Schechter suggests the following answer. Zok Rav Schechter, until now, we've been saying that for the Rambam, Kiddush is marking the day as being different than other days. And according to the Ramban, we said, Kiddush is infusing the day with Kedusha. But we could argue, we could suggest, that maybe the Rambam agrees that Kiddush is infusing the day with Kedusha, but the Rambam holds that there's two dimensions to Kiddush. Whenever I say Kiddush on Friday night, I'm doing two different things. The first thing I'm doing is I'm saying today is different than the previous days. The next thing I'm doing is I'm infusing it with Kedusha. So far, so good? Memela, if that's the case, that Kiddush is accomplishing two things, so says Rav Schechter, we could answer the Minchas Chinuch's question. You see, why is it that you have to say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush? Maybe the pshat is, and Rav Schechter tries to prove this based on a number of other Rambans, maybe the idea is that Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim takes us back to the first mitzvah Shenitzavu Bo Yisrael. HaChodesh HaZalachem is that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us an opportunity to sanctify time. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim that I say on, whenever I say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, what I mean is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling me, oh, you know what, Chevra, you're in charge of time. I give you a mitzvah called HaChodesh HaZalachem, and therefore use it, designate time, create Kedusha in time. If this is the case, so we understand why, for example, we have Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim that we say in Davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. I understand Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkah Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. But nowhere in Chumash does it say that Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if this word is correct, that Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Yetzias Mitzrayim teaches me that now we have the ability to be Mekadesh Zman, so I need Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim also. So far, so good? If that's the case, then we could suggest that that's the answer to Minchas Chinuch's question. Minchas Chinuch asked, how come you have Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush, not by Havdalah? The answer might be that by Kiddush I have Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim because Kiddush is infusing the day with Kedusha. Havdalah is not infusing the day with Kedusha. Havdalah is just marking that's different other days. I only need the expression Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim when I am infusing Kedusha. Because when I infuse Kedusha, I have to go back to the original source of our ability to infuse Kedusha, HaChodesh HaZalachem, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? HaChodesh HaZalachem is part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim framework. So only by Kiddush do I need Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. By Havdalah, I don't need Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. That's a Shtikl Torah, that's a Teres of Minchas Chinuch's Kasha. What? So on Yontiv, also apparently, the Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim on Yontiv might not be I'm infusing the day of Kedusha because Bezdin already did it, but it's still Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in the sense of the ability that Bezdin has to infuse the day with Kedusha. But on Yontiv, I might not be infusing the day with Kedusha like we mentioned because Bezdin already did it. You don't need my human intervention when some other humans did it. Hillel HaZaken did it, whenever. That's a couple from the Gaon. The Hillel HaZaken established all the calendar and Gaon found. Okay, so these are some of the issues. I just think it's like a new perspective on Kiddush. That Kiddush means I'm infusing the day with sanctity. That perspective of the Ramban is tremendous. What Rav Schechter is suggesting is that even according to the Rambam, that's true about Kiddush, and Memela, that answers why you need Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. That's basically his Shtekel Torah. Thank you for listening, Chevra. Have a good Shabbos.